My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Time now to open up the Junkies Sports page. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Want a quick burst of energy? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. You get steady energy and long-lasting focus. You can sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can, too. Find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
I can't believe it's August 13th.
I know. You know that kids in like Fredericksburg already started school. I guess that's Stafford County.
Stafford's already there. I think Prince William's already there.
And we were just looking at it yesterday, getting prepared for back to school. I mean, August 27th.
Yeah, Loudoun starts on the 22nd. I mean, I just can't believe it.
I think my daughter's volleyball tryouts are today, first day. So, yep.
College volleyball already starts. I mean, it's fall season, right?
For some. In the Ivies, they wait.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, but yes, there are like big-time programs that are already like practicing.
Not that it's a big-time program, but my buddy's daughter's a freshman at Fairfield, and they are starting. They play BYU on August 31st. Mm-hmm. So in 18 days, they're playing BYU to open up the season.
We're hosting the team when they come into town, and they play at the Naval Academy for 3 days. So they play like, I don't even know, Liberty, Naval Academy, another school.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Pete Medhurst going to be on the call?
I don't know if he'll, does he do preseason?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Guy works all the time.
I guess it just depends if they stream it or whatever.
You know, we were talking about the Olympics and the controversy with the gymnastics. I was watching the news yesterday. It was kind of crazy that I guess the charter flight from Paris came in, flew into Dulles yesterday with all the athletes. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe how many people were there just waiting. They let all these people into the terminal, just waiting for them to come out to get autographs. You know, Ledecky came out, all of them. They all came out. Ledecky just seems like a cool girl, man. She's always smiling. She's
signing autographs. Were they in the baggage claim area? Or
I couldn't tell. Yeah, it had
to be. That would be my guess, because I'm sure they didn't let them go through. You can't go through security if you don't have a ticket.
No, no, they weren't through security, but they were in the terminal, the main terminal before security. Uh-huh. So maybe it was baggage claim. But Channel 4 was out there, and they were doing interviews. But, man, you wouldn't believe how many people were out there just trying to get pictures and trying to get autographs. It was crazy. It's nuts. All right, so some NFL news. It's kind of interesting. The Commanders are working out a former Dallas Cowboy, I believe Steeler, wide receiver, Martavius Bryant, who hasn't played in the NFL in like 5 or 6 years.
That's weird, yeah.
He's played in the CFL recently, but hasn't played in the NFL since 2018. And they're working him out.
It is a weird bit.
Does it make you think that they're not confident in their receivers, or do you think this is standard operating procedure,
standard,
just giving it a look-see?
Kicking the tires in case something happens. They worked out a punter a week ago.
Yeah, I think this is typical training
camp. They're not going to sign a punter.
And they brought in Pringle recently.
Pringle, I mean, I think might have a role because I think they like him, like returning kicks. Like there are certain things I think they like out of Pringle.
I'm sorry, I said he played for Dallas. He played for Pittsburgh and Oakland.
Yeah.
But only played 4 years.
He's still only 32. I think they're just doing their due diligence in case they have injuries or whatever.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting when I saw that.
Yeah.
But especially since he hadn't played in the league. It's one thing if he'd played, 2 years ago, but 6 years?
Yeah. Well, where did you say he had played? He had played competitively in what, USFL or one of those XFLs or one of those?
He was playing in the CFL.
CFL.
Yeah, playing in the CFL. Yeah.
All right, so at least you're playing competitively.
It's not like he was out of football.
Mm-hmm.
But most recently, he was with the Vegas Vipers of the XFL.
All right.
And then the Cowboys hosted him for a workout last year. And then they signed him to the practice squad. So that's where I saw that he was with Dallas. I don't think he ever played.
Oh, he was with Dallas at the practice squad?
He was on the practice squad in 23, and then he was released pretty soon after.
So that means Quinn probably saw him in practice.
Yeah.
He saw they could still run around a little bit.
Yeah, so he was with the Toronto Argonauts in 21. He was with the Massachusetts Pirates and also in 21 of the Indoor Football League, the Edmonton Elks, CFL. And then he went to the Vegas Vipers, and then he signed with the practice squad with Dallas.
There's a lot of interesting subplots. I know we're going to get into it around 7 o'clock with the Skins/Commanders wide receivers. You know, Jahan Dotson got a lot of playing time. Mm-hmm. Was kind of playing deep into that game. Diami's been getting a lot of reps. Zacchaeus, however you say that guy's name, Ola Midas or whatever. I think he has some potential to be impactful.
Yep.
So Luke McCaffrey hasn't really blossomed yet, but they're not going to cut their third round pick.
No.
So there's definitely some intrigue there.
Yeah.
And if you listen to Quinn yesterday, he said they're right in the heart of that competition, and it's a strong competition.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into that 7 o'clock.
So some injuries with some other teams, and then they're dealing with, and some serious, some not so serious, but some bigger names. The Detroit Lions had several players suffer injuries during a practice yesterday. Both starting corners and their stud running back, Jahmyr Gibbs, had to leave. He actually left with a hamstring injury. Terrion Arnold had an upper body, and Ennis Rakestraw, both corners, both had injuries. So they lost both starting corners, and they lost Jahmyr Gibbs. We'll see how serious the Gibbs injury
is. When did the Seahawks play? Because I saw a collection of Sam Howell clips. When did they play?
Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it looked like he played pretty well. I didn't look at numbers, so I never saw his numbers.
Sam Howell played pretty good.
Looked like he played pretty well.
He threw a lot.
Yeah.
But compared here, where Jaden had 3 passes, I want to say Sam Howell had 21.
Right. Well, Sam's projected to be the backup.
Played most of the game. Geno didn't play.
Yeah. But I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I want Jaden to be the best ever, but I am rooting for Howell.
You want Howell to certainly stick in the league.
Oh, he's going to stick in the league. Yeah. He's got too much ability.
And he's going to play. He'll play this year.
I think he'll find a way to play.
Geno got banged up.
What's Geno's issue, Drab?
He's got some like hip and knee issue, I think.
What? And who's the other guy that he's competing with?
PJ Walker?
Who is it?
Yeah, PJ Walker. Yeah, he played in the camp. Came to the league.
How did he look, PJ? He did fine?
I don't think he did a lot.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
You remember the early reports were that Howell was struggling, but he looked pretty good to me. So I'm rooting for him.
Yeah. Hassan Reddick, kind of interesting. He was traded just a few months ago from the Eagles to the Jets. Well, he wants to be traded again.
They dealt him because he only had 1 year left on his contract.
Yep.
I think he was making about $15 million a year. $45 million contract, something like that.
What's his beef?
And he wants more money.
Wants pay raise.
He's 29, I believe. So he figures it's the last time to cash in, and I guess he thinks he has leverage. But the Jets think they have leverage.
But he wanted to pay raise with Philly, and they said, no, sorry, we're going to deal you.
Mm-hmm.
And he still wants the pay raise. And
the Jets are saying no.
Yeah. We're not trading you, but who knows what that means.
Right.
GM Joe Douglas said, we have informed Hassan Reddick that we will not trade him. that he's expected to be here with his teammates, and that he will continue to be fined per the CBA, $50,000 per day.
Man, it's huge.
Yeah, and so, but he's holding out. Doesn't want to, you know, play without a contract extension.
Right.
So that's interesting. See if he
that's
actually
gets
done. That's
a lot of money, dude. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder these agents, whoever Ayuk's agent is, Ayuk's been a big pain in the ass, but at least he has the good sense to show up and do the sit-in thing or whatever, mm-hmm. where you're at least there and you're not getting
you're
fined
not getting
50K.
Fined. Right.
Because didn't they pass something in the CBA that says that they can't rescind the fines? Or that the right. owner can't pay it off for you, or whatever right. the deal is.
And it comes out of your pocket.
Yeah. That's just insanity to give up
50
grand a day.
Do you think the Jets are going to be a legit Super Bowl contender if Aaron Rodgers is able to stay healthy?
I mean, I guess assuming their defense is as good as advertised, as good as last year.
It's been
year.
Hyped up.
Yeah.
I mean we've got a great corner in Sauce Gardner. They've got some pass rushers.
I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, I'm convinced he could still sling it. So... I don't see why they wouldn't be competitive.
It's just because they always seem to be a mess.
I think they'll be competitive. Super Bowl contender.
And Reddick's situation is another example of them being a mess.
I don't know enough about their talent on offense. I don't know enough about it other than
Garrett Wilson's excellent.
Well, he's good.
They got Brees Hall. They brought in Mike Williams. I mean, I think they drafted
a running back as well.
They drafted Braylon Allen from Wisconsin, mm-hmm. who actually played pretty well in the Commanders game. They drafted a receiver, Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky. Yeah, I think they drafted him in second round, maybe third.
Dude, if Rodgers is healthy, you know, coming off an Achilles, they'll be competitive.
Yes.
I don't know, beyond that, I would say they'd be competitive.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But the Reddick situation doesn't help him at the beginning of the season. It'll probably sort itself out.
Yeah, I mean, dumbass. I mean,
he's
out.
Under contract.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems so stupid to me.
Some baseball from last night, kind of a light night. The Nats were off. They play Baltimore in Baltimore starting tonight. That's a two-game series, I believe. But last night, there was a blowout with the Yankees. This is so strange. The Yankees got blown out by the worst team in baseball. White Sox beat the Yankees 12-2.
Mm-hmm.
And if you told me there was a 12-2 game, I would have said, oh, well, Judge hit a couple bombs. Soto hit one. Mm-hmm. You know, Jazz Chisholm hit one, but... Chisholm actually got hurt last night, but the White Sox, who have 29 wins, they are 29-91, beat the Yankees 12-2. And Chisholm's injury will kind of, you know, keep up on that status, but they just traded for him a few weeks ago, and he's been hitting the hell out of the ball. But they lose 12-2. As I said, Nats play the Orioles tonight in Baltimore. What was interesting about the Nats game two days ago, against the Angels. Did you see how many walks they gave up to the Angels?
Didn't notice.
13.
Wow.
Mackenzie Gore.
Did McCord have like six walks?
Six. Now, he gave up five runs. Now, none of them were earned because of an error in that fourth inning. So he got the loss, but didn't give it up an earned run, but gave up five runs. But he walked six guys. Yeah. And I remember talking to Mike Rizzo a few weeks ago and asking him about Gore. He said, Gore's been throwing the hell out of the ball. I mean, his velo's fine, but he just can't find a strike zone.
It's weird. He was so good with the day I was there. I was so impressed when he played the Mets.
He's been just dicey the last, I don't know, 10 starts?
Basically ever since then.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're a Nats fan, you're kind of counting down till September 1st and hoping that they call up Dylan Cruz on September 1st.
But even when they call him up, I mean...
Just to see him?
I guess you just get to see him, but I mean, it's not going to be...
Start thinking about the future?
It's not going to be anything super meaningful.
No, I want to see him.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to see James Wood. We saw him, and he's been hitting the ball and you know, trying to get better, especially against lefties. I want to see Dylan Cruz. He's going to be we think he's going to be part of the future in the outfield.
No, he will be.
You know what I mean? So you want to see him.
I know you want to see him, but the September call-ups, I mean, nothing really that crazy happens with it.
Yeah, I mean, they already called up. The guy who made the error in the Angel game on Sunday was one of the kids they traded for when they traded Lane. Mm-hmm. Thomas to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Called him up after
By the way, did you cry a little when they traded Lane Thomas? Because that's your boy.
For some reason,
you get sized for him.
I do. I like him. Yeah. I think he's a good player. But
he expected it.
I did.
He was hoping it wouldn't happen. But
I was hoping that Lane Thomas was part of the future, but I get it. I mean, he's 27. He's not 19 or 20. It's not like they're one or two players away. But no, I didn't cry. Speaking of the Nats, former Nat, Victor Robles... who is with Seattle, and I think he's been hitting the ball with Seattle.
What?
I want to say he's hitting 310 with Seattle.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
He's hitting 310 through 40 games, I think.
Let's see. My God.
He signed a two-year.
It's not going to continue.
Maybe not, but the Mariners said, you know what? We're going to ink you to a two-year deal.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
It's actually unbelievable. I mean, he was cut from the Nationals.
He was hitting 120 with the Nats.
They gave up on him. Sometimes just a change of scenery can do a lot.
I know. Goes to Seattle, turn you into a 300 hitter.
Well, that's not why they love. I mean, he plays great defense.
Yeah, he puts
the ball into play a lot. He's a fan favorite. And they gave him he just made $10 million with a team option for the following year for $10 million.
I'm happy for him. I'm rooting for him. I just know he ain't a 310 hitter.
No, but he's been hitting the ball with them for 42 games hitting 303.
That's amazing.
Maybe he's the next Lucas Giolito, a guy who you hear about here forever, and then he gets that change of scenery, and then all of a sudden turns into a good player. I mean, Giolito made an all-star game.
I guess it could happen.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah. But
good for him, though. You hate to see a guy not live up to his potential.
And college football starts in exactly 11 days. In week zero, there's only four games, but it starts in 11 days.
What's the biggest one? Is there any that you're interested in? I know you'll bet on them. But
no, you mean starting
week zero?
No, there's only four games. I think Florida State's playing Georgia Tech, but but the rankings came out, the preseason AP top 25 came out. Georgia, no surprise, they're one. Ohio State's two. Ohio State's got a different quarterback this year. Will Howard comes in from Kansas State. We'll see how that works out. Oregon's three. Dylan Gabriel goes out there. He's their QB, and they got some stud receivers that transferred in. Texas is four, and Bama's five. So, the rankings are out. Of course, this year is different because 12-team playoff. So in years past with the four teams, if you lost two games, you're pretty much Dunsky. Now, with 12 teams, two losses is not going to necessarily hurt you. Certainly one loss won't hurt you. But and then conference realignment, there's a million teams in all these conferences. So it's going to look different. But season starts on the 24th, and then week one starts on the 29th, that Thursday. So college football season is pretty
much Texas? Where's Texas in on that, all that?
Four.
They're four?
Yeah.
But the Manning kid is still behind the kid that came back.
Yours, yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, football season's here, August 13th, man. I mean, it's crazy.
It's awesome.
I know. I love it.
And where are the Terps expected to finish this year?
Who knows? I mean, they got a different quarterback, too. And then, obviously, the conference has expanded, so they're not playing
some of the big boys this year.
They're not playing the toughest teams in their division because there's no divisions anymore. But, I was thinking about this. since the summer is always really slow from, you know, end of June until training camp, we got hooked with the Olympics this year.
And Copa America.
And the Olympics. I actually got a little bit into that.
I mean, the Olympics for 3 weeks really gave us something to kind of get us through until training camp started.
I mean, definitely. I guess. Were we doing Olympic recaps every day?
No, but it was something to watch. But it was something to watch.
Yeah.
You know, besides, you know, if you're not a baseball fan, you got nothing to watch.
Right.
Or a golf fan. But it kind of got us through for, you know, 3 weeks. I thought it was great.
All right. Do we have Belichick audio we're going to go through when we come back?
Yeah, Belichick gives his opinion on preseason and quarterback play. I think he was asked about Drake May.
Is that when he was on McAfee?
Believe so.
When he was on McAfee?
He's got like 5 gigs.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick's become like this media darling in a way.
I don't know. He's got all the energy after tagging a young 25-year-old girlfriend of his. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll get Bill Belichick's take on it. Of course, here, Jaden Daniels had 3 passes. What does Bill Belichick think about that plan for quarterbacks in the preseason?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.